Uzbekistan cracks down on Christians again. Iran is now dealing with disillusionment as the result of recent unrest. And an air show helps highlight a high-flying future for a ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Baptist leaders in Uzbekistan are facing criminal charges related to their children's summer camp. Accused of misusing property and unlawfully teaching children religion, they may face fines and imprisonment. That's according to Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It's just simply a ridiculous charge. Any children that would come to this camp, their parents sign an agreement allowing them to be able to come there. It's well known that they're Baptists. It's known what the Baptist Church teaches. So none of this is done under any mystery per se, but they're trying to make it seem like this is being done without parental consent.
The government fears the rise of radical Islam, and Griffith thinks that's what's behind the crackdown on Christians as well as on Muslims.
We need to intercede for our brothers and sisters to support them as much as possible during a time like this. And I know what their intent is. Their intent and purpose is going to be to continue on with their ministry regardless of what happens.
Next, Iranians are growing more and more disillusioned with their government and the religion as they continue their protests. The majority of the population is under 30 years old, and that generation is dubbed children of the revolution. They've recently realized that their supreme spiritual leader, who was supposed to be honest and pure, has been the one who's been restricting their freedom. Lee DeYoung with Words of Hope says,
the civil unrest and incidents of demonstrations has been unprecedented during the 30-year rule of the Islamic Republic regime.
Neda Sultani, who was killed by a sniper associated with the government in June, became a symbol of the post-election protests. Rumors have spread about her being a Christian because of a photo in which she was seen wearing a cross and no head covering. As Iranians become less and less satisfied with Islam and the government, DeYoung says they're asking questions.
It's a time for believers in Jesus Christ to pray for Iran and for her people, an increasing number of whom are looking to Jesus Christ as their only source of hope.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship celebrates new opportunity found at AirVenture, the world's largest air show. The show took place this past week in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and MAF had the chance to display their new Kodiak plane, showing off the future of their ministry. John Boyd with MAF says,
we bathe this week in prayer for months and months, and there is no doubt that the opportunities that God has given us to share with those who we would never normally come into contact with has been a huge benefit for us.
Boyd said the week exceeded their expectations in raising visibility with people who don't know about their work. Their history in the Piper Plains was displayed too, but
the highlight was the fact that we are able to use the tools that God is giving us in these smaller aircraft to get out into the remotest and farthest corners of the earth, and that's exactly what the Great Commission calls us to do.
Meanwhile, as inflation skyrockets and the unemployment rate reaches a staggering 90%, the people of Zimbabwe are in a grim state. Hospitals and clinics are unable to provide the right care, and too many are dying from preventable diseases. That's where Global Aid Network has stepped in to provide Zimbabwe with a mobile medical clinic. GAIN is now establishing the clinic and is asking for your prayers as they work with their partners to meet spiritual and physical needs there. And finally, a Chick-fil-A restaurant in Pearland, Texas, is partnering with Living Water International to provide clean water to those who need it most. Through their Plus $1 campaign, the restaurant asks customers to add a dollar to their order, providing a person with clean water for a year. The campaign began last month with a successful launch party. Living Water is grateful for this partnership with Chick-fil-A, as well as the restaurant's willingness to provide a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that'll help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins this month. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.